let's say that frustration began gaining on me. So I started finding my job less and less interesting. Like the technicality of my job did not interest me anymore. I wanted to go more to people, more to help people, and specifically helping women, because I realized that my journey to grow in my career has been pretty difficult being in, let's say, in the men's world. So I had to fight a lot to be recognized, to be established as a female, having a successful career and having let's say, her word to say. And I wanted pretty much to have my word to say, even though, let's say, the atmosphere was not really for woman friendly, but I wanted to be there. But at some point, I just got tired to fight to survive, to fight to establish myself, to fight to always show that I'm qualified, that I exist.
Well, welcome back to the Solopreneur Success Path Show, where we dive into the topics of starting and growing your own online personal brand business. If you'd like to learn more about how you can have a portable online business and make money no matter where you're living, or maybe you just need some help in getting clients, then this podcast is for you. I created my signature coaching program, Solopreneur Success Plan, and you can sign up for that and get on the waiting list at tomclaremont.com/coaching. But now let's get right into this episode. Well, welcome to another episode. Today, I have a guest from Milan, Italy, Jacqueline Dong, who's a career coach in Italy. And now Jacqueline worked in the corporate sector for Citrix, a company called Citrix, as a support manager. It's a technology-based company. But she launched her own business 10 months ago as a career coach dedicated to empowering women. And now she specializes in guiding female professionals toward achieving career success and fulfillment. Her approach combines personalized strategies and supportive mentorship to unlock each woman's potential. Through one-on-one coaching, skill development, and motivational support, her goal is to create an environment where women can thrive professionally, overcome workplace challenges, and confidently reach their career goals. Jacqueline, thanks for sharing your story here on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Sure. Well, glad to have you. Now, help us to go back a little bit in time to understand your story and your journey here, because everybody's journey is unique, but sometimes the situations are somewhat similar. Okay, so let's dial the timeline back to when you were a support manager for Citrix, and help me to understand what you were going through at the time before you started your business, and sort of how you sort of worked through, like, what were you thinking before in the very initial stages of having this concept in your head of having a business?
Oh, let's say I was a happy manager. I loved my job. I had a great team. I was quite recognized by everyone, kind of let's say expert of my field. And I must say I loved that. And it is exactly what I wanted. I always wanted to grow in my career, but grow also in my job, to be, let's say, the single point of contact of the salespeople. And I must say I was successful on that, but something was quite missing. The part I loved from my job was my team, was to helping my team grow, to have people grow in their careers. I was, I would say, pretty much in coaching them, developing them, finding trainings and developing their skills. And somehow I felt frustrated because the corp, let's say, world do not really allow people to grow. Okay. Once you have people, once you have trained them, you tend to keep them because going through selection, going through training people is always difficult. You don't always have headcounts. So when you have people, you just tend to keep them where they are and keep them doing the same job, hoping they do it like, you know, the best they can and keep them motivated. So let's say that frustration began gaining on me. So I started finding my job less and less interesting. Like the technicality of my job did not interest me anymore. I wanted to go more to people, more to help people, and specifically helping women, because I realized that my journey to grow in my career has been pretty difficult being in, let's say, in the men's world. So I had to fight a lot to be recognized, to be established as a female, having a successful career and having let's say, her word to say. And I wanted pretty much to have my word to say, even though, let's say, the atmosphere was not really for women friendly, but I wanted to be there. But at some point, I just got tired to fight to survive, to fight to establish myself, to fight to always show that I'm qualified, that I exist. So when my company has been bought and we had a fusion acquisition of two companies, so I just decided that it was pretty much time to leave. The decision was not overnight. I thought long about it. I spoke with my husband a lot, because changing your career or even resigning is something you need to think about, you need to prepare. Money-wise, you need to make sure that you are self-sufficient. And obviously, my goal was not to resign and be out of a job and depend on someone else. So I had to prepare this. So I started a saving plan. I called that a transition saving plan, just to make sure that every month I was putting money aside just to be ready. And then also, knowing that my company was laying off people, I approached human resources to know if there were plans for some managers like me to be laid off, okay, to be letting go. So I started having the discussion, letting them know that I was not motivated enough to stay, but I had some career growth that my actual company could not fulfill. So I just worked human resources on my decision and I made them part of the decision. So the situation of the company was allowing this. I recognize that it is not for everyone, because usually when you want to leave, the company just say, okay, just go. But as the company was laying people off, I just took the train and I had my package to leave. While having the discussion, I also hired a coach, because obviously I knew more or less where I would like, I knew where I was seeing myself, what was my future. I knew that I wanted to help people. I knew that developing people was something I pretty much liked, I was good at. I knew that my management skills and all the trainings I did over the years would help me jump in the coaching business. So I started digging on this. Then I approached a coach. I hired my own coach to understand what skills I needed to be a coach, what certification, because obviously you can't just invent yourself as a coach. So I needed certification. So I went back to school to get my certifications. So all this took months of preparations. Okay, I had a plan. I just decided to execute on the plan. Till everything was set, then I completely left my job and then started my journey as a coach, as an online business coach.
Okay, good. But why not just get another job? Why did you start a business?
Did not feel like I fit anymore in corporations. I spent all my time in big companies. Like before Citrix, I was in IBM. I was in Symantec before it became Broadcom. I traveled a lot over Europe. I'm French originally, but I lived in Dublin for 4 years. I went to Geneva. I went to Zurich. I came to Milan. I have seen it all. I knew everything about corporations, and I knew that I was not fitting there anymore. The way I wanted people to develop, I wanted to help people, was not fitting in the corporations. Besides, I was getting kind of exhausted, not burned out, but quite. The tech industry is very high speed work demanding. So being a manager of France, Benelux, Italy, Spain meant I had to travel. Citrix was it is an American company, so it means working by quarters. So I can say that I did not have any New Year's Eve. I did not celebrate New Year's Eve for 13 years with my family because I had to work, because it was the way it was. And I wanted a new quality of life. I have two children, and I wanted to spend more time. I wanted to be a mom and just to see them grow. Let's say work-life balance, just to cut it short. And all this just led me to decide just to leave completely the corporate world and start my own business.
Yeah. So pretty much you wanted to make money on your own terms with a better lifestyle.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I get that. I understand that one. But that's a common thought that people have, though, is, okay, you weren't happy in your job. Why not just get another job, right? But what, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, then you sort of have the thought process of having a better life, having your own business and making money on your own terms, right? So, but, you know, it's just something that, It's not like flipping a switch either. It's right. It's a process. It's like year after year, and you start to look back, and you're like, okay, nothing has changed in the past few years, and it looks like nothing's going to change in the next few years, and it just doesn't sit right, you know, in within, you know, and so that's the way it was for me anyway, right? And so it sounds like that's the way it was for you as well, right?
Yes. It is not on off. I mean, who is thinking to transition need to understand. I mean, the unhappiness lasts for a few years, but while not happy, I did not give up. I took all the trainings I could, anything related to people development, to people managing, to anything really that could help me grow and fulfill, let's say, this kind of passion I had. I went to all the courses, paid by the company or paid by myself, or online courses, LinkedIn. So the skill preparation is very important. Because then when you get out, you need to make sure that you have the skills you need to move to a new job. And this is very important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The way I put it in my, you know, LinkedIn posts anyway, is, you know, let's build an exit ramp out. Right. And so you were sort of preparing, you were building your own exit ramp, before you quit as well. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And not only on skills, as I said, skills are important, but what is really making the transition difficult sometimes is the lack of money. Okay. Let's face it, we all need money to live unless you are rich. But if you are an average, let's say, family, you need your income. Okay. So to be relaxed about having time to think, because if you did not do the thinking before, you need at some time you to do it. It might be after you have definitely quit, but the thought process needs to take place. And you need to dig very deep on what is not making you happy, what you would like to do, where you see yourself, what you have as skills and what is missing. So all this takes months to be built, to be processed. And while you are doing this, you need to make sure that end of months, the money is not an issue, because otherwise you get stressed, you start fighting at home, you start stressing because you are just sending your CV randomly to any random job, and you are just back to square one, and you don't fulfill what you would like, and you miss the reason why you have resigned at first place. So what I tell my client really is, don't rush, think it through, see if with your company you have any way to settle, and if there is no way to settle as I did, find a way to build, let's say, a saving plan, and just call it transition plan, okay? It doesn't mean to be a big account. It's just something that you know that whatever happened, you have it there, and you don't need to rush to just put your CV online and do random interviews and take random jobs. Because then in 1 year, you are back to square one because you are not satisfied. And the reason why you are not satisfied hasn't been solved, because you were in rush to find something else.
Right, right. Now, you said earlier that you hired your own coach to help you with the launch of your business. How did you sort of work through that process? How did you, what needs did you see, and how did you pick the person that you picked?
So the need was to help me think, to help me think straight, because sometimes you know what you want, but you don't know how to reach there, how to go there, okay? I did not know anything about the coaching business. I just knew that as a manager developing people, it was kind of close. So I knew where my passion were sitting, but then I did not know how to get there. And by the way, when you resign, something weird happened in your brain. You start having a kind of sadness. Okay. You are happy at the first place to leave, but then you leave a family. I spent 13 years in Citrix. I had friends. All my system, all my networking was at work. So when I left, my brain was like, oh, now next, you have resigned. Well, then, okay. And you stop the negative thinking about why you resigned, even though it seems clear, but then when you are effectively resigning, your brain starts, you know, fighting against you. So at some point, I was really needing to someone who could support me, who is not my family, because you have a conflict there, you have a conflict of interest, but something who could really listen to me, no judgment, but who also knew exactly what I was looking for, how to become a coach. So she helped me. She helped me mourn my company, forget about it, and just to put it in the past and step to the new role, which is coaching. And it is very scary when you start a new job, yes, even if it is a passion, it is still a job. You need to find your clients, you need to be trained, you need to practice. So she helped me go through all this. Okay? I also used my network to find my right coach. When I knew what I was about to leave and what I had in mind, I start talking to some colleagues I trusted. So one of them said, you know, I know someone who might help you, and put me in contact with this coach. We started having, let's say, the discussion as we have now, and it worked out pretty well. I still have her, by the way, and it was the best investment because really. She helped me shut off all the self-doubt I have. Would I be a good coach? Would I be able to live with this job, earn money? How long did I have before earning money, and what should I do? Okay. So all those questions had to be answered, and she pretty much helped me figure out everything. Even though you don't have all the answers, at least the fear side is gone. Okay, you feel confident, you feel empowered, and she really trusted me becoming coach. So she really helped me understand that this was my way and my path. And yeah, that's it. I think without her, I wouldn't even try. I would have thought about it, but I wouldn't dare probably starting my online business and coaching business.
Hey, just a quick reminder here that if you're frustrated or struggling with your online business launch, or if you just hit a wall with sales and you'd like some help with those topics, you can go to tomscalendar.com. It'll flip you right to my online calendar for the time that I donate to help people just like you. That's tomscalendar.com, okay? So let's get right back to the episode. Right. So do you think that the coach that you hired helped you to speed up the timeline for success, or was it just a matter of helping you to your perspective to think about things in a better sort of entrepreneurial way?
I would say she speeded up, because what happens sometimes when you start is, and I really insist on the self-doubt. I mean, you can be as confident as you want, but the time you spend asking yourself the same questions and giving yourself the same answer, she saved me that time, because I could stop for self-talk and talk to someone who could be rationalize my ideas, learn them, okay? Give me the tools to think, assess. Like the first thing she did, and this is why I am really passionate about it, using it for my clients, was to assess what are my strengths. Okay, what do I do naturally without even not knowing it, but what was I good to do? Okay. And how those strengths could play for me in the coaching business. And knowing those, then it was just a matter of building of a plan and doing it an execution step by step, and having checkpoints like every 2 weeks we were meeting. And I had my homeworks, my research to do, and we will check my steps, and so on. So yes, it is absolutely, I would say, the fastest way to get to a point. Okay.
Good. Yeah. Right. Sure. Any surprises? Like any did After you hired the coach and started working with her, was there anything that was sort of a result that you benefited from, but you didn't expect?
Yes, I tend to doubt a lot, not doubting, overthinking. Right? Each step need to be, let's say, reflected, to be thoughtful. Okay. And what I gained from her was not starting the thinking process, but get it quicker. Okay. And also, at some point, I was thinking, really doubting if I could be able to work people through their career and help people develop and thrive. And she absolutely cleared my head about the fact that I was able, I was equipped with my skills to do it. My strengths were playing for me. So I was absolutely ready to go. Okay. And many times I came like, yeah, but I mean, online, you know, building your business online is time consuming. LinkedIn is time consuming. Writing posts, finding clients, talking to people, it's a full-time job. And I started losing my balance. Okay. I quit a job where I was too busy to take care of my family and building my business. I was just working over hours because I was 100% in. So she helped me kind of being balanced, you know, okay, just keeping the compass, like, yes, building my business, but don't forget for why I gave up my 9-to-5 job. So not to come back to do worse, even worse. Okay. So yeah, keeping the balance, she has been really good on that. Absolutely.
Good, good. So you said earlier that you worked out with your husband, like to put some finances aside before you quit your job, right? Sounds like you had some support. You had some serious support from your husband.
Absolutely, and I still have it. And I always have been open about the fact that I was not happy anymore. The thing when we start the process, the thinking process, is we tend to burn down people around us because we kind of complain. We complain about the job, we complain about not being happy anymore, but we don't talk about the options we are evaluating. We don't talk about what we are doing and how we see ourselves. So what I did was just to build up a plan, like a kind of Excel file, what I had, what I wanted, how long it might take. And I shared that with him, okay? He is, even today, he is part of my support system. Obviously, having your own business is a kind of roller coaster. Some days you feel like you can conquer everything. The other day, the day after, you are completely down the hole. So you need someone at home who is completely able to understand the highs and the lows and just to push you. Like many times during this last month, I was thinking to give up. Like maybe I made a mistake. Okay. And he was absolutely, no way. Don't worry. Even if the saving money is gone because you are still building something, don't worry. Okay. So someone who support you and said, don't worry, just go ahead. You are doing good. This is very important, I think.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Well, my wife is fantastic with supporting me, and I'm glad that that you have that same kind of support, for sure. And there's nothing that says, okay, you know, it's taking longer to build this. There's nothing that says that you won't make it up later on and then, you know, even surpass what the goal was. You know what I'm saying? Like you might be so fantastically successful, you know, it just might take a little longer to get there, right?
Yes.
So, so you know, it might feel that I know the startup process is can feel slow and take longer than it's typical to feel like it's taking longer than what you wanted, right? But you know, there's nothing that says that you know, later on, you might be way ahead of the curve. You know,
nothing but you, and I think most of the time it is your brain who is setting, let's say, bad goals. Who is telling you you are too slow? Who is telling you you won't make it? Who is telling you money is just not enough? Who is telling you maybe you are not good enough? Maybe you did the wrong choice. I mean, it is all fair. It is all happening, but just know that it is happening in your head. And this is why the coach we talked about earlier is also important as a checkpoint, because when your inner voice is getting too loud, just use that person to lower it, to dim it, so you can focus on your work and not on your self-doubt, because both self-doubt are killing you.
Right. I've found that usually there's nobody externally stopping us. It's that we internally stop ourselves.
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, there's so many what if scenarios that we can think up. And normally we have a tendency just to default to the negative, right? Like, what if it doesn't work out? What if I ran out of money? What if I can't get a client? What if, you know, it's just a never ending list of negative what ifs, right?
Yes.
But what really helped me was, and I don't know if you've ever, heard me or read anything about me mentioning this other book, but what really helped me was this book, What If and Why Not, by Jen Grover. And she flipped the script on the what if scenario. And she's like, all the positive what ifs that could happen, you know, because we naturally think of the negative what ifs. She wrote a whole book about the positive side of the what ifs. What if you succeed? What if things go better than what you expect? And she just went right down the list, you know, wrote a whole book about it. So that's what helped me reframe my thinking I'm glad to hear that your husband really is somebody you can lean on. So how did you get your first client?
So my first client was a LinkedIn, let's say a LinkedIn contact on some post I had posted, actually talking about how I started my transition, and so she contacted me, and we started just chatting, and we had our one-to-one call, our session. And we went pretty well together, and she just decided to take the strength test, and we started the journey together, and she found a job quite quickly, and so this was, let's say, kind of training. The first client is always a training, because you know you try new things, and you hope it will work, and you learn and you change, and she was quite flexible about it, and it works very well. So what is difficult is how you go from the first client to scale your business to something you can live with. Okay. And I think this is where the transition sometimes is difficult. Like when you leave a job and you transition to a new job, and it is always 9 to 5 and you have your paycheck, everything is okay. But when you have to build your own business, you need to be very resilient on the fact that some days you have many conversations but don't lead necessarily to a client. And sometimes you just have one conversation, and this is the one good conversation. Right? So it is just managing the high expectations and the low results sometimes. Right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not for anyone who has a lot of insecurities, right?
Like, or it's a cure. It might be a cure for someone who
has it. Right. I mean, but believing in yourself is half the battle, right? I mean, you know. So let's, if you believe in yourself, it's like, okay, that's out of the way. Now let's just deal with this, you know, the day to day. Business building stuff, right? You're not having this constant mind game because you got that out of the way. You believe in yourself. You know you can do this. You know, that's not an issue anymore, right? You know you're qualified. That's not an issue anymore. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the recipe for building the business, getting the right ingredients for building the business. And then, you know, you got the recipe, you got the ingredients. Now we're going to tweak the ingredients to, you know, get the clients, right? So that's good. You got your first client through LinkedIn. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, good.
Yes. And I mean, this first client just pushed me to look for more and to understand why I could not get more. And again, I had to rely on a coach, on someone who helped me understand how LinkedIn works, what I was doing well or wrong. And I am now in that journey with the LinkedIn coach just to work better and understand how I can scale my business. So it's a discovery. It's a journey of discovery. You have set the first path that was leaving your job. Then you have made the second step, which was building your business. And now the third step is how do you make this business to live and to be able to gain money from this. Okay. So never hesitate to ask for help. If you don't know, just ask for help, and then you get unstuck and you move forward.
Right. And actually, when the coach hires a coach, it actually, you know, improves the credibility here, right? Because, you know, like, hey, I hire coaches every now and then too, right? It's just you know you need help. You know you can't do it all. You know you can't, you know, solve all your problems, right? There's other people out there that can help, right? And even though we call ourselves solopreneurs, it doesn't mean we have to do it all ourselves.
You have a virtual team. Finn Solopreneur also have a virtual team of people around who help.
Right. You know, so. you don't have to do everything solo. No. Just because solo isn't solopreneur, right?
No, absolutely.
So you know, it's just part of the natural progress of starting the business and building a business and, you know, getting the help you need, right? There's so many pieces to this puzzle, right, Jacqueline? It's just this is, you know, launching the business, it's a puzzle in and of itself. Building the business, that's a whole other puzzle, you know? So there's so many pieces to this. We all need help for sure. Well, Jacqueline, as we wind up, what piece of advice would you give someone that's in a job and they've been doing it for a while, and even if it pays well, right, money isn't the issue anymore, right? They're just not happy. What would you suggest? What would be your one piece of advice?
Is to just make a break and ask yourself, what is it that you don't like anymore? What is it that you are not happy about? Okay. Or what is it that you would like to do but you are not having in your job? Okay. Because if you don't ask that question, it is just someday something good gonna happen in the work, you're gonna be happy, and then something bad gonna happen, and then the whole stuff start again because it did not answer to the why. Okay. What is it that you wake up in the morning and you go to work and you spend your days? I mean, this is time you will never recover. When the day is over, it's one day you will never get back. So why are you up in this morning, in that day, and why are you going at work? Okay. And this for every day of your life. So you need to answer this. So the first thing I did is, okay, I loved citrus for years, and at some point I did not love citrus anymore. Nothing that citrus did, it was me. Something changed in here, okay? And I needed to understand what it was. What was it that I was not happy anymore? I was not energized, I was not motivated. I did not have energy anymore to motivate my team, because the worst part is I did not only did I have to motivate myself, but I had also to motivate my team. And I did not have the juice anymore, not the energy anymore. Okay. So knowing myself, I do everything with passion, and that passion was not there anymore. So I had to ask myself why and what would make me happy again, what would make me energized again and motivated again. Okay. And it is not always an easy thought, because your brain go back and forth. One part of you will try to keep you where you are and will find all the reason why Citrix was still good for me. But the other part, the rational brain, knew that something was gone. Okay, something was missing. And I thought, really, I spoke to my husband, the poor guy had to hear it all about, you know, and my friends and my trusted colleague. I had a mentor also, and I spoke to my mentor and I said, you know what? I mean, I am having a hard time waking up in the morning. And it is not like a matter of day you are tired. No, you just go there and you wish that your boss or your train will never arrive at work. Like if you could stop the time, okay? So really dig deep why it is not working. Write it down, okay? Take a piece of paper and write it. And every day you feel not happy, write what is triggering this? What is triggering this feeling, okay? And once you have answered this, then the process starts. And you know that you are not staying there because it can't work anymore. It doesn't mean that you need to quit right away, but you know that something is happening and you need to take care of that thing.
Right. Yeah, very good. Very good. So Jacqueline, if somebody wanted to contact you, what would be the best way for them to get a hold of you? And if they have aspirations of, you know, hiring you as a career coach?
My LinkedIn profile, you have my Calendly, you can book a free session to know me. You have obviously some qualification questions that will help you understand if you are fit already together, but you can still book your free session, and I will be absolutely delighted to work you through and to help you. The good thing when you have people like me or you, Thomas, is we have seen it all. We have been there, and we are not superhuman. We are normal human who just manage some way to transition. So we can absolutely help you, and we understand you. We understand what your people surrounding are also seeing. And yes, I mean, as I said, the coach is the best way to change. It doesn't matter if you are a solopreneur or going back to do some other jobs, having the clarity before finding another job is priceless. Because if you don't do it this time right, you will have to do it again because you did not do the right process thinking. So it is important to have someone.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, folks, I'm going to put Jacqueline's contact information in the show notes. If you want to reach out to her, she'll have her LinkedIn profile in there. So whether you're in the U.S. or Canada or United Kingdom, it doesn't matter. Jacqueline can help you no matter where you are. Yes. Jacqueline, thanks for being on the show today and explaining your journey, your struggles, how you went through the process. And I'm just so glad to hear that you're on your way, you're building your business, and you've got the support. You've got some great support behind you as well. So really
I believe success will be there, because when you put the whole world, success is obviously coming. So
yeah, you've got all the right pieces in of the puzzle in place for that, for sure. So so thanks for sharing your story today.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hey friend, that's all we have for this episode. Thanks for listening. Now, if you're struggling with your new solopreneur business and maybe struggling with sales in 2024, it's probably because things are getting a little too complicated and you might be wasting a lot of time and a lot of money in the process. It's very possible that the solution is just tweaking one or two things that you're already doing. Now, there's no one-size-fits-all solution, right? So let's schedule a time to talk about this and what will work for you. Go to tomscalendar.com and book a time slot for us to connect, okay? So as always, though, stay encouraged, follow your dream, and don't give up.